All right, let's dive into agentic AI. It's pretty buzzy right now.
Yeah, it is.
But is it worth it for businesses? You know, what's the real deal here?
That's what we're looking at, comparing it to RPA.
Exactly. And we've got a great webinar to help us with this one from Hitachi Digital Services.
With a real-world example from Newfront Insurance.
Perfect. So they're actually using this tech to, like, seriously improve their operations.
Yeah, and not just small improvements either. We're talking potential for big changes in how businesses automate.
Like moving from just basic robots to AI that can think more strategically.
Yeah, like a chess grandmaster instead of just, like, moving pieces randomly.
I like that. Okay, but before we get too far ahead, let's back up a sec. Remember RPA? That was the tech promising to take over all those boring, repetitive tasks?
Right. RPA was huge for a while. Think, like, software robots handling data entry.
Invoices, all that stuff.
Yeah, all the little things that eat up so much time.
And businesses were all over it. Like, Newfront Insurance, they were actually using offshore labor for a lot of this stuff before.
Oh, wow. So RPA was like the next step.
Exactly. They wanted to slash costs, boost efficiency.
Free employees for more interesting work.
Sounds amazing, right? But there's always a but with tech.
Always. And Victor, a lead solution architect at Hitachi, he points out a big one in the webinar.
Okay, what's that?
RPA doesn't like change.
Hmm. Yeah, businesses are constantly changing.
All the time. Processes evolve, new stuff comes up.
And RPA is all about those rules, right? So it can't keep up.
It gets expensive to maintain, things get more complex.
So not the perfect solution after all.
Nope. And Newfront actually ran into that themselves, Jake. Their VP of operations talks about how they use RPA to automate pulling documents from insurance carriers.
Oh, interesting. I bet that was a huge job before.
Huge. They had a team of 12 people working 24/7 just on that.
Wow. So what happened when they brought in RPA?
It was a win. They saw cost savings of over 50%.
That's incredible.
And things became way more reliable.
Okay, but they still needed people to oversee it all, right?
Especially for the more complex stuff.
It makes sense. RPA can handle the what, but not always the why.
Exactly. It needs very clear instructions.
Like following a recipe perfectly.
Exactly. Any deviation, it's like lost.
Haha. Okay, so that's where agentic AI comes in. It's like RPA went back to school, got a PhD.
Yeah, it's RPA, but way smarter.
I like that analogy. It highlights the difference.
Definitely. RPA is the line cook. Agentic AI is the head chef.
Who understands that all the flavors work together?
Exactly. Victor explains it really well in the webinar. These agentic AI systems, they have a built-in memory.
So they learn from experience.
Yep. And they can figure out which tools to use to reach their goals.
Not just following steps blindly.
Right. They focus on the goals themselves.
That's a huge difference. And remember Varun from Lumini, Hitachi's partner.
Yeah, he did that awesome demo.
You could just leave it instructions in plain English.
No complicated coding. And it just like did it.
It's amazing. Makes you wonder how much more could be automated with that kind of intelligence.
It really does. And the cool thing is, this isn't just theory. Newfront's story shows it's working right now.
Absolutely. They've taken their existing RTA and basically supercharged it.
So even better than before.
Way better. Remember that document retrieval process we talked about?
With the team of 12?
Yep. Now it happens automatically overnight.
So they're starting each day ahead of the game.
Exactly. And they're still getting those amazing cost savings.
Over 50%, plus improved quality and speed.
Any business would be thrilled with that. But here's what's even more interesting. Newfront isn't stopping there.
Oh, what are they doing now?
They're planning to use agentic AI for even more complex tasks.
Like what?
Things like handling cancellation notices.
Oh, wow, that's tricky.
Definitely. But they're using a human-in-the-loop approach.
So not replacing humans entirely.
Right. More like using AI to augment their capabilities.
Makes sense. Some tasks need that human judgment.
You got it. And that's a key takeaway for anyone looking at agentic AI. It's about figuring out that mix of automation and human expertise.
To get the best of both worlds.
Exactly. What stands out to you about Newfront's approach?
It's fascinating how they're pushing the limits, but I'm also thinking bigger picture. If agentic AI can do all this for back office stuff.
What about customer facing tasks?
Right. That's where it gets really interesting.
Like imagine AI powered customer service that's actually empathetic.
And truly understands what customers need.
That could be a game changer.
Totally. But how do you design that? How do you make it feel human?
That's a great question. And it gets to the heart of why agentic AI is so exciting.
Yeah, it's not just about automating tasks.
It's about creating better experiences for everyone.
Exactly. Human-centric AI.
I love that. And think about all the other possibilities. Sales, marketing, product development.
It could revolutionize everything. It makes you think, what tasks in our own lives could benefit from this?
Ooh, that's a good one. I'm already thinking about my inbox.
Haha, right. But seriously, the possibilities are endless.
It's a whole new world out there, and I'm excited to explore it.
Me too. This is just the beginning of the agentic AI revolution.
But with all this potential, you know, there's always the other side. What about the hype? The ethical question.
Oh yeah, for sure. Can't forget about those.
Like the whole black box problem with AI, it can feel kind of scary, right?
Definitely. It's easy to get swept up in the excitement, but we gotta be realistic too.
So how do we make sure we're not just like blindly following the hype train?
Well, that's where these expert insights are so helpful. Like Varun from Lumini, he really stressed making sure the AI isn't working harder than it needs to.
Oh, that's interesting. Why is that so important?
For efficiency, of course, but also for sustainability. We don't want to create these energy-buzzling AI monsters.
Right. Got to keep it green.
Exactly. And then there's Victor. He talks a lot about responsible AI development.
Okay, what does that mean?
Like building in explainability, auditability, broke rails, making sure the AI's decisions are ethical.
So we can understand how it's making those decisions.
Yeah. No more just trust me from the AI. We need to know what's going on.
It's like checks and balances for AI, right?
Exactly. We don't want any rogue AI agents running amok.
Haha, definitely not. But it sounds like there's still a lot to figure out with this tech.
There is. It's early days, but the experts are definitely thinking about these things.
So for our listeners, the takeaway is agentic AI is powerful, but we need to approach it carefully.
Responsibly. It's not a magic solution. It's a tool.
That we need to use wisely.
Right, like Newfront. They're showing how to do it.
Right. Speaking of Newfront, we've been talking about how they're using agentic AI internally.
Behind the scenes, yeah.
But what if we flip it around? What about external customer-facing tasks?
Oh, that's interesting. Like marketing, sales.
Even product development. Could agentic AI revolutionize those areas too?
That's a great question. It makes you think about all the possibilities.
Right. Like imagine AI-powered market ad. It's actually personalized.
To each individual customer.
Yeah. Based on their behavior, their preferences.
And sales agents that can like predict customer objections.
And tailor their pitches accordingly. It's like next level customer service.
Totally. We're talking about a whole new level of customer centricity.
I love that. It's not just about meeting expectations anymore. It's about exceeding them.
And that's really exciting, but it also raises some new questions, right?
Oh, for sure. Like, how do we make sure this level of personalization doesn't get creepy?
Yeah, we don't want to cross that line. Privacy and security are super important.
Absolutely. So it's about finding that balance, right?
Between innovation and responsibility.
Using this tech to create a better future for everyone.
Exactly. And that means empowering people, too, giving them the knowledge and skills to thrive in this new AI-powered world.
I like that. It's not just about the tech itself. It's about the people using it.
And the people it impacts.
So for our listeners who are like, okay, this is awesome, but where do I start? What advice would you give them?
I'd say start by learning. There are so many resources out there. Books, articles, podcasts.
Even online courses?
Exactly. Take some time to understand the basics of AI.
And then start thinking about how you can apply it to your own life.
Or your work. Don't be afraid to experiment. Try new things.
The possibilities are pretty much endless.
It really feels like we're just scratching the surface here.
It's a whole new era of like human ingenuity, you know, tech and creativity coming together.
Yeah. And it's exciting to be a part of it.
Wow, that like we've come so far in this conversation. It's kind of mind-blowing.
It is, right? From RPA to like AI that can personalize our entire lives.
Yeah. Remember at the beginning we were comparing agentic AI to RPA?
Yeah. And now we're talking about AI understanding our needs maybe even better than we do.
It's a lot to take in, honestly.
It is, but I think any big tech leap, it kind of feels like that.
It makes you rethink what's possible.
Exactly, and how we can adapt, you know?
Like Newfront, using agentic AI to make their RPA even better.
Yeah, that was a great example.
It shows you don't always have to start from scratch.
Sometimes it's about integrating the new with what you already have.
And getting those awesome results. But for someone listening who's maybe feeling a little overwhelmed.
Yeah, it can be a lot.
Where do they even begin with all this?
I'd say start simple. What are your biggest challenges, right?
At work, in life, whatever.
Exactly. What takes up to time, your energy?
Those are the things to look at for automation.
Yeah. And then, you know, start exploring what AI tools are out there.
There are tons of resources, communities, forums, even online courses.
And don't be afraid to ask for help. There are people who know this stuff.
Right. And you don't have to become an expert overnight.
Start small, try things out, see what works.
The cool thing about AI is it's always changing.
So there's always something new to learn.
It's like we're just at the very beginning of what's possible.
It's pretty exciting, isn't it?
It is. And a little bit scary, but in a good way, I think.
Yeah. Like it's a challenge, but it's also an opportunity.
To really shape the future. Yeah.
Exactly. The future of AI is up to us.
Well said. So to everyone listening, thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a fascinating conversation.
Agentic AI is definitely here to stay.
And it's going to keep changing the world.
So keep learning, keep exploring, and keep pushing those boundaries.
Absolutely. Until next time.
See ya.